fired is part of the fucking game. So it's not a valid excuse. It's normal. It's a constant. It's part of being human. And if you want to be a high achiever, guess what? You're going to have to acclimate yourself to being fucking tired way more than you're not tired.
The ultimate mindset says that I will do the work when I'm tired. I will do the work even if I'm sick. I will do the work even if I didn't sleep well. I will do the work even if I don't feel like it. I will do the work if it's cold outside. I will do the work if it's too hot. I will do the work if no one else wants to do it with me, because I am driven by purpose and duty while others are driven by pleasures and desires. And it is that fork in the road that separates the winners from the losers in life.
Because no one else ever pushes through when they're tired, and because you're someone that always pushes through when you're tired, you learn this unique skill set that allows you to operate at a high level when you're tired, okay? And that's a huge competitive advantage over everybody else.
If you've ever had a moment in your life that you have measured yourself and come up short, if you've ever poured yourself into an individual, a company, a place, or thing, and didn't get the results you expected, then this one is for you.
It's hard. It's hard changing your life. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. It takes a lot of guts to get up. You don't have nothing but lint in the corner of your pocket. You're out here talking about living your dream. And people laughing at you. And they're doubting you. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen. No guts, no glory. But let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said the best revenge is massive success.
You have to remind yourself of how badass you really are.
You take 1 second when your mind and your body are saying, we're done. We need to quit. You gotta remind yourself, hang on a second. I will become a hell of a lot more than this. And I have the strength to persevere, to move on, to not settle for what's in front of me.
It was gonna be a dogfight. I would love to tell you that on the road to success, everything is gonna work out. It's not. It's a dogfight. It's hard. If you wanna be a diamond, you must go through extreme pressure. If you can't take pressure, then you're not a diamond. If you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no a million times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm one yes away. You can't keep telling me no forever. You can't keep denying me forever. You can't stop it.
I'm not trying to veer to the left or veer to the right or gradually get it together. I'm getting ready to do something so radical and so massive, I'm going to turn the whole thing 180 degrees. You got just enough strength left. You got just enough time left. You got just enough energy left to make one big turn.
And people ask and say, how you doing? Even if you're having some difficult times, say, I'm blessed and highly favored. Because anytime you wake up and you don't have a white chalk outline around your body, it's a great day. And so I say to you, it's possible you can live your dream if it's becoming a diamond, if it's having more, if it's achieving more. It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, that you have the vision and never give up, that you become creative and relentless and keep on coming back again and again and again, and that it's you that you got to take personal responsibility to make it happen. And when life knocked you down, jump back up and say, it's not over until I win.
You know how many times people say things like, close your eyes, visualize with me, it's 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. What does your house look like? What does your car look like? Imagine having a house with a swimming pool and it's a four-story, you got elevator, you got this view, you got, okay, that's great. But how about we do it in a different way? Close your eyes, go 20 years from now, and you don't do nothing. You stay the same as you are today. How many divorces you got? What happened to your family? How about the people that said you're gonna quit and they say, I told you so? Every single time you have to appease to their opinion becoming factual because you gave up on your dreams. Say, that's the real exercise. And if you're okay with that, keep living life the way you're living.
The reason most people fail is because they give up what they want most for what they want now.
You don't have to work hard, you don't have to eat right, you don't have to sleep right. You don't have to do more than what's required of you. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. But you also don't have to win. You don't have to be a success in life.
And that's why so few people achieve great things, because they don't want to sacrifice, they don't want to discipline for some greater. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to? It's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them.
You got to get tired of losing.
At some point, you got to be fucking tired of not being number one. And you got to fucking play angry. And I play angry. You got to work every fucking day. It doesn't end.
Just all pissed off for greatness. Just if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre.
I can't relate to lazy people. We don't speak the same language. I don't understand you, and I don't want to understand you. It's the fourth quarter. Once this year's over, you can't go back and add nothing to it. What kind of competitor sees the finish line slows down? Hear what I'm trying to tell you? Close, 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 close. Why? Because the world treats you different when you close. The world treats you different when you can finish. Where much is given, much is required, but you're gonna get the rewards. Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
You look for excuses, look for solutions. That's what winners do. Losers are always looking for the excuse. Where the winner looks for the solution, man. Why don't you put the energy into the dreams that can be? The reason why you're doing that, if you are, you're not working hard enough, you're not studying hard enough, you're not burning the midnight oil every night, which prevents you from staying awake in the midnight hours later in life wondering what it could have been. You erase that through all of this pain, guys. It's free. You don't need to shoot up for it, you don't need to snort it, you sweat for it. And then when you leave here, it's an abdominal will that's been nurtured. You don't think about second place. You think about first, and then the legacy, and building the gap between you and every other fucking person.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
The top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Everybody's living off the hope factor. They hope the water's never cold. They hope the weather's f***ing good. I don't live off that hope s***. I wish the water's cold. I wish the f***ing rain. When the end is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the f*** you are.
You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knockdown.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Some of you have been knocked out by life and you got up and saw the blood. He hit me. Sometimes in life, you have to hit back.
It's hard to keep your spirits up, to be motivated, to be encouraging. It's hard. You got bills. You got responsibilities. It's hard, but it's worth believing. It's worth giving yourself a chance. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up.
Don't let this negative world get to you. Don't let it win.
Failure is not falling down. Failure is staying down. It's not in falling that makes us failures. It's in not getting up that makes us failures. And you get to decide if you get up or you don't get up.
You have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. But if I come back a week later, you're still on the ground. If I come back a year later, you're still on the ground. That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated.
When crises strike in your life, and in the Chinese language, crises mean danger, but it also means opportunity. And this is an opportunity for you to grow. And you've got to be so relentless that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow.
Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up. Well, I'm up and I am fired up because I have figured it out.
It's the mindset. You better change the way you think. All you need to do is change your thinking and you change your world. You don't need to change anything else.
It takes courage to be different. It takes courage to go where you've never gone before. It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win. Do you have the courage to stand there though the storms keep raging and you stand there and say, I've come too far to turn around? Do you have the courage?
The moments that take your breath away are the ones that count. You need the downs to make the ups. You need the ups to create the downs. You need to feel the opposites to truly understand the full reality of the life you are living. I don't care if you've been beaten to the floor, if your legs are too tired to lift that weight. Break through that barrier and create new ones for you. Get back up and live life. When there's a will, there's a way. When you truly need something, you can find a way. And you stop at nothing to reach it.
So I don't care how long it takes. I don't care the sacrifice. You put in too many hours. You made too many phone calls. You put in too much money. You've invested too much time. You should have quit last year. You should have quit 2 years ago. You've come too far to give up. The only thing you can do right now is go all in.
There's a war going on. Good versus evil. Light against darkness. Truth against lies. I'm talking about the war in your head.
That person that's holding you back, that person that's bringing you down, that person is you.
Are you gonna say you wanna do something? Do it for 2 weeks and then quit? Like you did last year, like you did the year before last? You say you wanna lose weight, get in shape, get your business off the ground, and then turn around and party, get lit, drink alcohol, eat like crap?
No, no. Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
Be the hero of your own movie. If your life was a movie and it started now, what would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things. Write down your goals. Write down things you want to improve. Write down things you won't tolerate from yourself. Write down things you've done in the past that you never want to see yourself do again. And go forth from here as the hero of your own movie.
Every day is a new day, a new week, a new shot at life. An opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. Today, I'm taking scalps. I'm putting the pressure on. I am the aggressor. I am on the attack. Because I will not stop.
If you can't stick to something for 5 days, you deserve to have a shitty life. You deserve to get your ass kicked. You deserve to be miserable. We're not talking about 50 years. We're not talking about the 5 years it probably takes to build something worthwhile. We're not talking about the 5 months it could take for you to lose 100 pounds. We're talking about 5 days. And you can't even stick to it for that. So what the do you think you deserve? You deserve exactly what you get. Think about all the people that say, man, one day if I have this, I'm going to do this. What do you mean if you have this? Why don't you go out and make it fucking happen?
The comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. But anybody ever tell you, hey, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get them away from you. Never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better. All the time. You should double your business. Triple it.
I don't negotiate with myself. I don't go, oh, wait, I'm not ready. Or, let me count to 10, or maybe I'll do it tomorrow. There's none of that with me. I say, do. I'm not here to discuss this with my mind. And when I say jump, you fucking jump. Because when you get your blood pushing, when you push beyond what's comfortable, it develops this determination inside you, this sense of will. And when you do that regularly, you're gonna have a different world.
You have to learn to do when you don't want to. Learn to bring that savage mentality out of yourself. The animalistic motherfucker. You think a savage gives a fuck about how he feels or how she feels? Then just do it. Learn to be your best self when you're least motivated. Stop looking for a feeling to control what goes on in your life.
Life can throw you some curves. And it's not just the things that you see coming, but sometimes it's the things that you didn't see coming that hit you out of nowhere, that set you back in such a way that it seems like you can't get over, and you've reached your limit, and your bandwidth is full. You already said, I can't take another thing, and then out of nowhere, here comes something you didn't see coming, and you're in it.
And in your homes, somewhere in your heart, these words are echoing, am I going to make it?
When you get into a tight spot, and everything goes against you until it seems that you cannot hold on for a minute longer, never give up then, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn. There are times when your energy feels so depleted that you want to give up, that it looks just totally impossible. And I can tell you from my own personal experience, don't give up then. That's when you've got to fall forward, when life is kicking dirt in your face. Don't give up then. That's when most people turn back.
As long as you're alive, there is hope.
You're still alive. You're still here.
It's never too late, and it's never too dark, and we can always turn things around.
There's going to be bad days, there's going to be dark days, but you got to embrace it, because that pain is what makes you stronger.
Pain is the high cost of growth. If you want to grow up, you want to be mature, there is no way to do it without pain. You can't grow up on easy street. And the very thing that discourages you is the very thing that develops you.
No one's coming to save you. No one's coming to save you. The only person that's going to make a drastic change in your life, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, the only person that is going to dig you out of your hole is who? You. You have to do it for you.
You've got to become courageous to stand up within yourself, to face it and step forward.
We all get a taste of that victim mentality, the why me? You can become the victim of the situation or the victor of the situation. You need to be the master of your emotions, not let them affect you. You are the dictator. You are the captain of your boat, whether you let things affect you in a negative way or a positive way. I don't lose. I only win or learn. In life, there's only winning or learning. All your problems become gifts once you learn from them.
And some of you have allowed adversity to make you stop. And I'm telling you right now, don't give up. I'm telling you right now, don't give in. Get through it. Execute, execute, execute. In the midst of adversity, execute.
You're going to work through this. You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong. And if you can work through your pain, I'm guaranteeing you, on the other side is a reward. Pain is not permanent. Pain is temporary.
Discouragement can creep in secretly and tell you life is not worth living. If you listen at discouragement, you will wonder if you're ever going to get out of what you're into. There are moments that try the human soul so violently and so perplexing that if the truth were told, all of us have had moments that we wanted to throw up our hands and walk away. But don't make a permanent decision over a temporary circumstance. If you don't like where you're at, don't worry about it. It's just a step. You don't like how you feel right now? Stop crying. It's just a step. Don't deviate. All you have to do to win this battle is stay on track. You can't judge your life by where you are in this moment. Do you not know that where you are will pass? What you're worried about will pass? Don't you understand that one day you're going to look back and laugh at the thing that kept you up all night? Don't you understand that it's not nearly as major as you thought it was? You can live without your house. You can live without your car. You can live without your friend. You can live without your husband. You can live without your wife. I measure the value of a man by how hard he presses. How hard you press tells me how hard you hit. Energy is measured by motion. That's why the devil wants you to sit. Sit down. shut up and feel sorry for yourself. But you ought to blow the devil's mind this morning. Just when he think he got you down, you ought to shock him and press. You better not start crying on the steps. You better not give up on the steps. You better not collapse on the steps. I don't care whether it's sunshine or rain, pleasure or pain. When you get up in the morning, put your pants on and press.
As we begin to look at what we want, as we begin to look toward the future, what's going to be crucial for you is every time you find yourself saying that you can't do something, you've got to affirm to yourself, hey, no, I can make it. This can happen for me. But you've got powers within you, talents within you that you haven't even reached for yet. Now, whatever goal you have, here's what we know. You're going to have some opposition. You're going to have some difficulties. You're going to have some challenges. Long journey, long dark night. But when you hold on to your dream, don't let anybody kill it in you. Just hold on to that dream. When it doesn't make sense to anybody, including you sometimes, just hold on. Once you give yourself an opportunity to try and to stretch, you'll find out you can do more than you can ever begin to imagine.
The first level to success in life, the very first level, is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. You know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? The problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. I don't owe you a dime. It's your dream. If you wanted to have it, get your butt up and make it happen. If you wanted to have it, rise and grind. I ain't putting my dream on nobody else, and I don't care what nobody think about my doggone dream. This is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
It's necessary that you be patient. It's necessary that you take a stand, that you dig in. It's necessary to know there are going to be some difficult times. I know I'm going to have to take some blows. Find out how strong I am. Can I stand up? I know I'm going to experience some rejection and disappointment. I know there are going to be some hard decisions to make. The things are going to be so uncertain that I'm going to feel overwhelmed and feel like I can't handle it. I know I'm going to experience all of that. Why? It's necessary. It's a part of life. It's called life. All of that will create you into a certain kind of person. That as you go through that experience, what you become in the process, that you'll discover a part of you that you did not know was there.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. It's about heart. You gotta have heart. Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside. And something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever. I dare you to take a little pain. I dare you. I dare you not to go home. Somebody said, I don't go home, I feel bad. Go through it. You ain't gonna die. At the end of pain is success.
You know what I hear? I hear the clock ticking. And time waits for no man. Life goes by, and it goes by quick. Don't waste those years. Don't waste them. Live them. I want you to be terrified of sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing. Waking up in 6 days or 6 weeks or 6 years or 60 years and being no closer to your goal. You've made no progress. That is the nightmare. That is what you really need to be afraid of, being stagnant. So get up and go. That idea isn't going to execute itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights out in the gym, they aren't going to move themselves. You have to do it. And you have to do it now. Don't wait anymore. Don't think anymore. Don't plan anymore. Don't contemplate anymore. Don't make any more excuses or justifications. Don't rationalize anything else. No. Take the risk. Take the gamble. Take the first step. Take action now. No complacency. No backing off. No slack whatsoever.
No more dreaming. Dreaming is over. I need specifics. What are you doing on Monday? What are you doing on Tuesday? What are you doing on Wednesday? You need to be very specific. It's time to put your pieces together of your puzzle.
You need to be in a big damn hurry. Time is running out on you. There's 86,400 seconds in a day. The separator between me and you and people that win and lose is what we do with those seconds. And you're too slow. You're too casual. You think too much. You need to get in a hurry because there's an end to your life and it's coming sooner than you think. It goes by in a flicker and at some point it's going to be over.
And we want to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to start living life with a sense of urgency and using what we've got, using ourselves up, sharing what we brought into the universe to share. Because if we don't, nobody else will. Stop wasting valuable time. If we begin to live our lives as if each day were our last, our lives will take on a whole new meaning.
When you die, when life is over for you, I don't want you to have one idea left in you. I don't want one dream left in you. When you die, I want you to go for broke. Every CD that you were supposed to do, every book you were supposed to write, I want you to get everything out your system.
We get one shot at this gig right here, life. So, do not wait. Go forward. No more waiting for the perfect moment, and no more indecision, and no more lies. Take the action. Get out of bed. Get your feet on the ground. Step forward. Give every day everything you've got. Every ounce of energy, every bead of sweat, every drop of blood until your last breath. And don't let another day slip by.
Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things, they ain't happen. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it. If you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. But here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. All of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
Push through pain enough and there's glory on the other side of it. But you gotta get through it.
I realized I was on the right path because it stopped being easy. I'm f***ing exhausted. I'm tired as f***, but I'm not gonna complain because I asked for this sh-. So I'm gonna smile with tired f***ing eyes and realize that everything I'm doing on a daily basis is for a f***ing reason.
When you want something, don't expect everybody to say, oh, you want this? Oh, great, we want to give this to you. You're such a nice person. You're doing it for your family, aren't you? Great. No, no, life isn't like that.
But that's how people look at success. They look at it like you do a few things. I f***ing ate right for 3 days. Why am I not a f***ing fitness model? I did my tasks that I needed to do. I sent 5 emails. I called 10 people. Why am I not running a $10 million company? Because they don't understand what mastering the monotonous means. It means doing the sh** that most people are too f***ing undisciplined to do day in and day out with perfection. Doing it better than everybody else. Doing it to the best of your ability.
And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be relentless. I refuse to be denied. And I'm going to go all out.
Effort is isolated.
The reason why effort is isolated, because nobody can dictate. Because that's all about you. Effort is 100% in the mind. That's what wins championships. That's what wins battles.
No excuses. You're an adult now. You're not kids no more. Do it. Girlfriend or no girlfriend. Do it. Tired or not tired. Do it. You said you was going to do it out your mouth. You're a man now. And a man is only as good as his word, not his emotions. Your emotions don't win championships. So whatever's going to cause you not to be your best, stop it.
It's going to be a fight. At some point, you got to go take the life out of it. You got to take that thing out. Like, you got to take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You got to go get it. The bigger your dream is, the harder the grind. Some of you in this room, you might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources, but there's no excuse. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're gonna have to get up. The longer you're gonna have to stay up, the more effort you're gonna have to put in. You know how hard I worked to get here? I put in too many hours. I sweat too much blood, too much tears. I worked hard to get here. Did nobody give me this? I didn't grow up with wealth. Didn't nobody pay me. I work for this. Sweat, blood, tears. I earn every dime I get. I work for this. You will not outwork me because your height has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your face has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your two-parent background has nothing to do with my work ethic. You will not outwork me.
Every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature. Now! Cause I'm pissed off for greatness. Cause if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre. There ain't no man in here okay with being just basic.
And I dare you to exhaust yourself. I dare you to leave every single thing on the field one season. Everything, walk off exhausted.
Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort. Cause effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. When you said to yourself, this is what I want to accomplish, you're not the only person that wants to accomplish it. And now I ask you this question, what do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What do you do when you're not the only one that wants to make $1 million in your company? You're not the only one that wants to be the CEO. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You gotta outgrind them. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You gotta execute, and you gotta go from 70 to 120. If the lion is the king of the jungle, how can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest because that's a cheetah. He can't be the smartest. So he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does a lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality. That's the only difference of a lion and an elephant. When a lion walks up and sees an elephant, he thinks lunch. An elephant thinks run. And it's all mentality. Because when a male lion walks up, he may be outnumbered by a pack of hyenas, but I'm king of my jungle because of my mentality.
What happens when you're a gazelle and you're not being pushed, you're not being prodded, you're not given a reward, nobody's encouraging you? What happens when you're a gazelle and the lion's not chasing you anymore? You stop running.
But what happens when you're a lion? When you're a lion, it does not make a difference. You realize that if your family is going to eat, that if that pack of lions is to survive, then you gotta go hunt.
A part of being a beast just ain't eating a gazelle. A part of being a beast is the hunts.
It's the hunt that they're excited about. They like to see the gazelles run. Then boom, they take off. Cause real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You don't like the process. You're not in love with the process.
A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process. When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time. You go by the gazelle. When you are a true hunter, you hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another.
If you're going to do what you say you're going to do, be what you say you're going to be, you're going to have to lie me out. You a gazelle, you're going to come up short. You a gazelle, you're going to have an average experience. You a student, I need you in lion mode. You an entrepreneur, I need you in lion mode. You trying to lose weight, lion mode. You can't do nothing significant in gazelle mode, nothing.
For somebody going through tough times, for somebody struggling just to keep your head above water, you're trying, but things don't seem to be quite working out the way you planned. You thought you'd be in a different place at this season in your life, but you're still suffering.
You have no say-so in what happens to you, but you have a say-so in what you do about it. You have a determining voice into where your life can go. See, life is 10% what happens to you. It's 90% what you do about it. You get a setback. You get thrown off course. You lost your mama. That's dirt. But show me something that has grown into something beautiful that didn't have no dirt on it. You need dirt on you to develop, because dirt ain't just dirt. Dirt is fertilizer. Dirt is nutrient. Dirt gives you the strength for your seed to push through. You gotta have dirt on you to push through something. Everything you see that's beautiful starts out as a seed, but that seed got to get dirt on it. You got to have dirt on you to grow into what life got for you.
The only thing I want from you is that every single day when uncertainty creeps in, I need you to get up and I need you to go heavy on it. In the midst of opposition, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of adversity, when you taste a little bit of blood and something happens that you didn't expect to happen, I need you to go heavy on it.
You gotta be willing to go after your stuff. You gotta be willing to go after whatever has got your name on it. Sometimes you gotta fight your way over. Sometimes you gotta fight your way through. Sometimes you gotta look in the mirror and say, listen, I ain't got nobody else to encourage us right now. It's just me and you. But I'm telling you, you're the head and not the tail. And I'm fighting for me, or my house, or my children, or my brothers, or my sisters, or my husband, or my vision, or my dream. I'm gonna stand right here, and I ain't giving up my children. I'm not giving up my money. No, I'm standing. You can't keep quitting your whole life. You can't keep backing up, and you can't keep fainting, taking two steps forward and three steps back. After a while, there ought to be something in our lives that we stand through. Sicknesses that you stood through, struggles that you stood through, weaknesses that you stood through, crises that you stood through, pressures that you stood through. That is where character is developed. That's what defines our destiny. When you are in the middle of transition.
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? What kind of investment have you made in you?
If your mentality is, I can't wait to see what happens great to me in 2022, you are going to get fucking as a result. Life does not reward people who wait to see what happens. What you put in, you will get out. So if you want 2022 to actually be different, you have to not only be willing to visualize and manifest, you have to be willing to grit it out. You have to be willing to push through discomfort. Nothing that you're about to try or do or achieve that is worthwhile is going to be comfortable for you during the process of creating it. And I want you to take the word hope and I want you to throw it on the motherfucking ground and I want you to replace it with the word I will fucking do in 2022.
Woe be unto you if you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now. You better step into this moment.
You're only here for a short time. If you're not going to show people what's possible, who the fuck else is? Who's going to show your kids? Who's going to show your aunts and uncles? Who's going to show your fucking nieces and nephews? Are you going to fail those people? Are you going to buy into the narrative that you can't?
Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for something you want. You don't want to be a spectator. You want to get out in the field where the action is, and you will be amazed. After the struggle, there will be a calm period, and things will begin to click for you. Come out here with what you got. You don't have enough money? Don't worry about it. You got the dream. You must be patient, persistent, and positive no matter what.
But aren't there some guarantees you can give us? Yes. You're going to die. You can't get out of life alive. So I'm saying to you, you got 6 months to live. Live your life now. Live your dreams now. Start acting like this is your last day on the planet.
How many more nights of sleep you gonna lose running around complaining about your life?
Stop being a lazy, bum-ass person that's full of excuses, sitting around on the pity potty, coming up with every excuse in the world as to why you ain't winning. You are the reason you're not winning. You are the reason you look the way you look. You are the reason you're unemployed. You are the reason why your surroundings are so dysfunctional and negative. It's a choice. You have fought your way into a depression. You have fought your way into negativity and misery. It's all in the mind. Change your mind and it will change your life. It's time you get off the pity potty. Stop complaining about being out of shape when you never go to the gym. Stop looking at your stomach when you get out of the shower and your body and complaining about the way you look when you're eating everything in sight and never going to the gym. You just have to wake up. You just have to break that negative spirit. You have to break through all of that shit that you're carrying.
Everybody wants to be better. Everyone talks about becoming better, but I'll tell you right now, it doesn't just happen. You want to improve? You want to get on a workout program or a clean diet or start a new business? You want to write a book or make a movie or build a house or a computer or an app? Where do you start? You start right here. When do you start? You start right now. You initiate action. You go. That idea isn't going to execute itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights out in the gym, they aren't going to move themselves. You have to do it. And you have to do it now. So stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop researching every aspect of it and debating the pros and cons of it. Start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen. Here and now.
It takes courage. It takes commitment. It takes discipline. These are all things that you need to have, because let me tell you this. When you do, magic is going to start to happen, baby. You'll start to move forward and achieve that thing. You'll start respecting yourself more. You'll start carrying yourself differently and think that you can take on the fucking world. But it all starts with honesty. Ask yourself what you've been lying to yourself about. Consciously admit that you've been bullshitting yourself about that thing and do everything in your power to go out and change it. It ain't easy to do, but I promise you, it'll be worth it.
but nobody loves the process. Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for it. Your expectations are never supposed to exceed your effort. But a lot of people, they wish, and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want.
What if you get weak along the way and you're throwing a towel on yourself, you surrender to your emotions? What then? A lot of people become discouraged, they become frustrated, and they say, oh, what the heck? And they go back to doing what they were doing before, saying it doesn't work.
Take quit out your vocabulary. Take it out. Cry if you must. Rest if you must. But the worst thing you can do is quit. When you want something bad, you can't count the cost. Because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might give up. So you gotta go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me.
When you leave, what you fighting for? What's your legacy? What you gonna do? You say you a champ, but do you practice like a champ? You say you a champ, do you fight like a champ? You say you a champ, do you have the mentality of a champ?
The universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied. You've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up.
Nothing can resist a person that has that kind of commitment.